dreams makes it easy to stay protected wherever you go, como el gym, las vacaciones, o la casa de tu mejor amiga. But before you go there, start at Walgreens. Visita tu Walgreens más cercano o haz una cita para vacunarte contra la gripe y el COVID-19 hoy en walgreens.com/schedulevaccine. No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccine subject to availability, state, age, and health-related restrictions may apply. My first reality TV. It was my first American reality TV. I had Arizona reality TV when I was in Sao Gigante. I did Viva Latina. I did a couple of other things. I also had the possibilities of doing Mira Quien Baila, which is also a new vision. It was like Dancing with the Stars, the Latin version. So I had, you know, I've had some experience in reality TV, but it was nothing like Love & Hip Hop. Love & Hip Hop was just like 0 to 1,000. Not only because of the exposure, the stories told, the drama, just overall, it was very different, but I was so grateful for it because it gave me an opportunity to gain a new fan base, to showcase who I am as a person, my relationship with my mom, my music, just my journey in life, and, you know, I'm grateful for it. It's definitely been something that I'm grateful for. Listen to new episodes of Exactly Amara on the Micro Food Out Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hello, hello, it's Dramas from Life as a Gringo Podcast. This clip is brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes it easy to stay protected wherever you go, like a restaurant, vacations, or a get-together with people. But before you go there, start at Walgreens. Walk into a store near you or schedule your free flu shot and COVID-19 vaccine today at walgreens.com/schedulevaccine. No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccine subject to availability, state, age, and health-related restrictions may apply. Imposter syndrome, as defined by the American Psychological Association, is defined, and I quote, as a pervasive feeling of self-doubt, insecurity, and incompetence despite evidence that you are skilled and successful. So let's unpack that a little bit, using myself as an example here, kind of starting off. But as I talk about, you know, not believing people that like are interested in the podcast or giving good feedback, I've experienced so much failure in my life and in my career, and it's been so difficult to get to this place right now. It's almost like my brain is like trained to sort of just like not believe that I am good enough to improve, you know? Make sure you listen to new episodes of Life as a Gringo on the Michael Duff Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I got a call, a text on like Thursday or Friday last week. Jim Gray, who I've known for a long time, great sports reporter, said, "Hey, Tom Brady, he has a podcast called Let's Go. It's on Sirius XM, and you should listen to it." And he does. I've heard it before. I've driven around and I hear it. And he said, "Listen, there's going to be about 12, 15 of you on it. You all get one question. So that means you can come on, but you have one question." And it was really a cool group of people. Scott Van Pelt was on it. We've known Scotty for a long time. Chris Berman, Steve Young, you know, some reporters, Jim Nance, blah, blah, blah. And I was very honored to be even, you know, included in that, right? So Dan Patrick was on it. And so I was on it, and I saw it over the weekend. I thought, okay, you got one question. So I never do this. I wrote the question down because I didn't want to screw it up. I thought, I want to ask something that will elicit a really good response. And, you know, everybody went out. That was one of the last ones they went to. And that's the way I should have been because I'm, you know, just a guy. And he's talking to Steve Young and stuff. So at the end, I got there and I asked him a question. My question was, Tom, you've had this great career. It's remarkable. And at the end of it, if the owners or a commissioner said, you know, Tom, you really always had a great career. You were so good for us. We're going to allow you one radical change in the NFL. You will be able to do one change. It could be a rule. It could be a CBA. It could be anything. But Tom, you get to make one structural change to the game that you love, but there's currently something you don't love. What would it be? And Tom gave a 5-minute answer, and here's a clip of it.
I think that what's happened over the last 10-15 years, and I think in the, it's a great question, because the game that I played 20 years ago is very different than the game now, in the sense that now it's more skills competition.